Tom Ceratori joining us now outside of the locker room. Congratulations on a great weekend, Tom.
Thanks, Schulze.
We were talking, during the game tonight. We got an email to the booth, what's impressed us the most and stood out the most. And I said, well, maybe the fact that 10 newcomers have gelled pretty quickly here. And newcomers were littered all over the scoring column these last two nights.
Yeah, no, I mean, we got some pretty good newcomers there, that's for sure. And, it's not easy. And, You want to get everybody immersed in how you do things, and sometimes it's more difficult sometimes with older guys too, because young guys, everybody's coming in together. It's just different, and you guys know what I'm talking about. It's not as easy, and I really just a testament to those older guys too. Those are what I'm getting at.
Kind of an odd game, Tom. It started with a weird light outage, and then it really never got a flow. All those penalties. It just seemed to be a little bit more disconjointed tonight.
Absolutely, and it was. And I knew exactly everything that happened other than the power outage or the light outage, I knew it was going to happen. And it was one of those games that, again, I knew it was going to be dicey. And getting that up, the goal was big in the third, the power play, and then the shorty. But, it was close. And from the standpoint of, it was a little bit of a nail biter, and it could have been more of a nail biter. And you take a look at hockey in general, when things like last night happened, the next night's totally different, totally opposite game. And then if you take a look at, even if you want to peel back the onion a little more, their Saturday night's been pretty good.
What's going through your mind after they score on the penalty shot? Get it to 3-2.
I'm just like, come on. Like, I just, at the end of the day, I'll let you under the hood with me. They were as good, if not better, 5-on-5 than us, and that's what I was frustrated with. I just didn't think we had any jam 5-on-5. We didn't keep pucks low. We weren't patient. We threw pucks to the slot. I wasn't very happy with our 5-on-5 play, and that's why, again, it's kind of one of those games that, you can get punched in the gut pretty easy. And but again, our special teams came through.
Well, you have two nights back-to-back where you have players have hat tricks. We were trying to figure out when the last time that's happened. That's, it's hard enough to get 3-in-1 game, but you got Oliver obviously get the hat trick tonight. Do you remember the last time back-to-back your team has had a hat trick?
No, I wouldn't have a clue. I honestly wouldn't. I didn't even know. Like, when I read today Owen Sillinger had 4 goals, I didn't know that. I forget those things, yeah. And you just forget those things. They don't stand out in your mind.
Certainly a lot of goals scored. Your fans that were here this weekend certainly excited, and it's all you can hope for, right?
Absolutely.
Get wins and make the fans happy.
You got it, man.
Can you draw out a better start to conference play, Tom?
No, you can't, Biss. You can't, and that's why it was so critical to get these points at home. And it's been a good start, and we just got 2 games left before break, and we'll worry about North Dakota first, and we'll worry about those. But this was critical from the standpoint of we needed these 6 points, and they were at home, and we got them, and that's all that counts.
See you next week. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Yep, you too, guys.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, on our Paul Bunning Communications post-game show tonight.